Taylor, I feel like, you know, he's probably a little head right now. Trey has had a couple of days where he's had some bumps in the road, but certainly, you know, as you saw today, he's a dynamic guy with the ball in his hands, and so I certainly look forward to seeing them both play.
Have you noticed a difference in Taylor and his approach and the way he conducts himself this year coming in with, you know, at the top of the depth chart?
Yeah,
like
I mean,
never done before?
He may seem a little bit more relaxed than what he has, you know, or what he had last year. It's first time I'd been around him, you know, other than coaching against him the year prior in Toronto, but he certainly seems a little more relaxed and calm and that type thing. Now it's a matter of just taking that to the ball game.
It's one of his biggest things to accomplish is to get that chemistry with the basically new receiving corps.
Oh, I mean, that's everybody's, you know, we as a coaching staff have to figure out exactly who's where and how to call the plays. And then the quarterback certainly has to look at the timing and the speed of all of his receivers. And that's why it's not created overnight. So it'll be interesting to see exactly where we are on quarter one.
What's up? Process like, because it's not just about throwing the ball and catching the ball, that chemistry. What sort of things do you look for outside of just throws and catches?
Well, I mean, they spend a lot of time in that meeting room right up here, you know what I mean? So that's the biggest thing. Is we've got a bunch of really high character guys that you don't have to motivate them to want to be great. And so they're doing everything they can do. They're watching all the extra film. They're getting together. And that's what it takes in order to be a great football team.
You have some new players that haven't been here through some of the struggles that you guys had. But you get the sense they're as motivated as ever to help push you guys through that, even though they weren't part of it before?
Well, they knew exactly where they were coming. I mean, they can read. And they were in the league last year. So, I mean, they had an opportunity to know that they've got to come in and be ready to go. And we brought them in as free agents to help our football team. They were brought here for a certain reason.
How big an impact do you think the trio receivers that you brought in? I know you have lots of other good guys too, but how big a difference maker do you think that has a chance to be for your group?
Well, I mean, again, I feel like, you know, we're as solid a group top to bottom. You know, there's great receivers throughout the league. I mean, every team has a good receiving core now. Where we stack up will be kind of be decided with the games. I mean, on paper it looks good. Now it's a matter of taking it right out there and putting it on that grass.
Seeing Taylor, like, he comes back. We know we had the surgery this summer, but he just seems to have changed maybe a little bit over the last couple of years. Just his presence, his physique, kind of everything. Has he taken that step, you think?
Well, I feel like he's put on some good solid weight. You know, he's beginning to, you know, he's always kind of been in between Mike Riley and Ricky Ray body type wise. You know, he's tall and he's lanky, and now he's starting to fill out a little bit, so a little bit thicker. He still, yesterday, he took off, and I think it was A.C. Leonard was chasing him, and A.C. can really run, and he was able to maneuver and get away from him. I mean, so he can still move. He's growing up a little bit. You know, it's his third year.
And when a guy shows up and you first get a look at just the, you know, the way his presence, what message does that send to you?
Well, I was really impressed with them last year. I mean, they worked as hard as any group as I've ever seen them last year. And, you know, now with another year under their belt, they're comfortable around their football staff. They're comfortable around their football team. And so certainly he and Trey both, exude high-quality character. And not just them. I mean, Kai and all of our guys. And Kai's done a real nice job as well, concentrating more on the quarterback position this year rather than being a receiver.
You knew Jake Taylor was a great athlete. You got to see him in a game, played a lot, around the ball, it seemed a lot. What did you think of him Monday, and how's his camp been?
Well, I mean, again, I want him to continue to progress. I mean, certainly we've given him a lot of reps throughout rookie camp and vet camp. I mean, he's been getting the lion's share of that group B reps. So he certainly played, you know, pretty decent the other night. Now it's a matter – you don't want to be too quick to brag on a rookie. I found that out. So we'll judge his next one off his next ball game.
Some guys drop off pretty fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.